I released the sphere of fire, and it drifted closer to Bart. "Look, big guy," I said in an amiable tone. "I've had a tense couple of days, and I've got to tell you, burning someone's face off sounds like a great way to relax."
"I was just a hire,"
Bart stammered, scooting back on his buttocks from the little sphere of fire.
"Just a driver."
"Hired to do what?" I asked him.
"I was just supposed to put you off the road and cover the shooter,"
Bart half screamed. He pointed a finger at the wounded man.
"Him."
I spread my fingers a little wider, and the flaming sphere jumped a few inches closer to the goon's face. "Bart, Bart, let's not change the focus here. This is about you and me."
"I'm just a contractor,"
Bart all but screamed, writhing to get his face farther away from the fire.
"They don't tell guys like me shit."
"Guys like you always know more than you're told," I said. "So you've got something you can give the cops to keep yourself out of jail."
"I don't," Bart said. "I swear."
I smiled at him and pushed the fire sphere a little closer. "Inhale blue," I said. "Exhale pink. Hey, this is relaxing."
"Torelli!"
Bart screamed, throwing up his arms.
"Jesus, it was Torelli! Torelli wanted the job done. He's been getting ready to move on Marcone."
"Since when?" I demanded.
I don't know. Couple of weeks, maybe. That's when they brought me in." "Oh, Jesus."
I closed my hand and snuffed out the sphere of fire before it could do much more than scorch the sleeves of Bart's coat. He lay there on the ground, breathing roughly, and refused to lower his arms. The sound of sirens ghosted through the streets. It was time to go. "He'd been talking to anyone lately?" I demanded. "Anyone new? Setting up an alliance?" Bart shook his head, shuddering.
"I ain't one of his full-timers. I ain't seen nothing like that."
"Harry!"
Molly screamed. I'd gotten too intent on the conversation with Bart, and I'd been too worried about Murphy to remember to take everybody's guns away. The gunman on the ground had recovered his shotgun and worked the action, ejecting a spent shell and loading a new round. I spun toward him, raising my shield bracelet. The problem was that my spiffy redesigned bracelet, while better in a lot of ways than the old one, took a lot more power to use, and as a result, I could bring it up only so fast. I threw myself to the ground and tried to put Bart between me and Torelli's hitter. Bart scrambled frantically to clear the line of fire, and I knew that I wasn't going to get the shield up in time. Mouse must have darted off to the side at the beginning of the confrontation, because he appeared out of the shadows and came bounding through nearly 3 feet of snow as if he'd been running on racetrack turf. He was moving so fast that a bow wave of flying snow literally preceded him, like when a speedboat cuts through the water. He hit Torelli's hitter just as the man pulled the trigger. Shotguns are loud. Bart screamed an impolite word. Mouse seized Torelli's man by his wounded leg, the one I'd shot a minute ago, and began wrenching him around by it, shaking him as easily as a terrier shakes a rat. The goon had another ear-piercing scream left in him, a high-pitched thing that sounded like it had come from a slaughterhouse hog. The shotgun flew from his fingers, and he began flopping like a rag doll, unconscious from the pain. The sirens grew louder, and I pushed myself back to my feet. Bart lay on the ground, rocking back and forth and screaming. The wild shotgun blast had hit him right in the ass. There was a lot of blood on his jeans, but he didn't seem to be gushing anything from a major artery. Granted, depending on how much of the shot he'd caught, the wound could potentially maim, cripple, or maybe even kill him if there was any internal bleeding. But there are worse places to get hit, and with all the adrenaline surging through me, it seemed pretty hilarious. Cackling, I called to Mouse and ran for the car. Molly already had Murph buckled into the passenger seat. I had to crawl across her to get to the driver's side. She let out a blistering curse as I accidentally bumped her arm.